All right, that's the music for episode 248 of In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. And I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And we're talking more about faith and trust. And this is an important subject because it's kind of underscores what Christianity is all about. I mean, our whole religious ecosystem is built on faith. You know, everything mm-hmm. that we do is about faith. The Bible says in Hebrews that, I believe it's around Hebrews 11:6, that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Mm-hmm. And so we know that faith is a critical component of our entire relationship, of our existence as people of God. So great subject. And I mean, and I think using the word trust helps us deconstruct faith somewhat to make it a little more understandable, allow us to wrap our arms around faith. Yeah. You had asked me two questions during our last episode, and we attempted to answer the second question first. And I promised the listeners that we would circle back to the first question. What was the first question again?
How do I know if I'm actually having faith?
How do you know if you're actually having faith? And I think that's another excellent question, because I think a lot of us, I think we confuse faith with wishful thinking. Mm-hmm. We confuse faith with hoping.
Yeah, I think I experienced that a lot, the wishing.
Yeah.
That he...
And so it doesn't always come across as faith. I think sometimes it comes across as, you know, pie in the sky, or we'll see, you know, wish, pipe dream.
And we have to be honest with ourselves on mm-hmm. on the inside that mm-hmm. I guess we will know if we're actually walking in faith or not. I will know if, you know, if there's no anxiety there, or there's no whatever, you know, that may be my, you know, assurance that, you know, that I think maybe when you're walking in faith, you'll walk more in peace.
Yeah, and the Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear, right?
Yeah.
And fear, we know, is the enemy of faith. Right. Actually, we could even say fear is the diametrically, opposition of faith. Right. You know, it's certainly the enemy of faith and the opposite of faith. So how can we know if we have faith? Well, I think the Bible tells us in Romans 10 that faith comes by hearing, mm-hmm. and hearing by the word of God. Mm-hmm. So I mentioned this on the last episode, that faith is about aligning ourselves with God's will. Mm-hmm. It's learning to agree with God, you know, and the writer of the Hebrews said that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So there's some really strong words in there, substance mm-hmm. and evidence. So when we trust God, we're trusting God for the substance, for the evidence of his will being done. Let your will be done. We trust you that I may not get what I want, but I want, Lord, you to get what you want. And I know you will get what you want. Job said it over there in Job 42, I think around verse 6, he said, no purpose of thine can be thwarted. In plain English, that means whatever God wants to do, he's going to do. No man, no angels, no devils or demons are going to block that or stop that. So based on those passages, we know that God's going to get done what he wants to get done. My prayer should be more about, Lord, help me to get on board and agree with the outcome, with the result. Right, right, right.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That just dropped in my heart right away when you started the podcast. I'm thinking, because someone told me that someone is sick or whatever, and I was like, mm-hmm. okay, how am I responding to that?
Yeah.
You know, I know God can heal. I know God. I'm just convinced of that. But I think I fall maybe more in the category of, but will he?
Yeah.
And then with the advent of the teaching that teaches you, it's always God's will to heal you. You know, that can kind of confuse you a little bit because, you know, you see scriptures that may say that's what, you know, what it means. And then you have scriptures over here that tells you to trust in the Lord and don't lean mm-hmm. on your own understanding. So then it comes in there in your mind, in my mind, like, okay, which way is it? How do you really know that you're having faith and believing? And or is it the what you said earlier? We know God can do it. I think every believer probably knows God can do anything. But then does he want to? And that's where the problem comes.
And does it suit his purposes?
Yeah. You know, our minds, I don't know if our minds can comprehend.
But the word says that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death yes. of the saints. I don't yes. know that he always.
Yes.
I don't know that he always will heal us. I think right. he always wants us well. I think that's why Jesus wept over in John 11:35. He could have wept for several reasons, and we won't debate that. But mm-hmm. one of the reasons might have been that he just was weeping because of the power of death and the ugliness of the sting of death in right. the grave,
right.
and that we would even have to experience that kind of loss. Yeah. But that
makes sense. Yeah,
but I feel like there could be times where God, you know, with in the case of Elisha, he died of a sickness.
Yeah.
You know, Lazarus died of a sickness. I mean, yes, the Lord resurrected him, but he still died before the Lord got there
yeah.
by design, you know, God's right. will. Once right. again, I think the important objective is not the outcome or the results mm. that we always want and crave and desire. Right. But Lord, if this is not what you want, help me to be just as excited about what you want
yeah.
as I am about what I think I want.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Because ultimately, we want what God wants.
We do. We do.
We don't always know how to articulate that.
Right.
We don't always know what to ask for. We don't always know how to ask. You know, James tells us that you ask amiss, you yeah. know, you have not because you ask not. And when you ask amiss. And over in Matthew, he tells us that the Lord knows, in Matthew 6, when he's getting ready to teach us the disciples' prayer, he says, the Lord knows what you have need of mm-hmm. before you ask. So the repetitive, you know, ramblings are not necessary. You know, you can't inform God of anything that right. he doesn't already know.
Right. So we have to virtually just, you know, work on in developing our relationship with the Lord till we get to the point where
right.
we really, really feel and believe that when he, whatever he allows to happen, mm-hmm. it's good because he
right.
says everything that he created
right.
is good. So I want to get on board with that
right.
and agree with God in spite of what I'm feeling or what I'm experiencing or what I'm going through or what I see others going through.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, my prayer is, Lord, help me to become comfortable being uncomfortable.
Hmm.
Help me to become comfortable with the things that make me
uncomfortable.
Take me to a place of confidence and strength in areas where I am weak or in
yes.
areas that are not my, you know, strong suit.
It's not what you would choose.
Right, it's not
yeah.
what I would choose. That
yeah.
wouldn't be my first choice. Help me to be strong and confident in places that I'm not able to understand what you're doing.
Right.
I don't always see a good outcome there.
Yes.
And I think that's, you know, I think that's what the Lord is trying to get in us. That
yes.
don't worry about what you see with your eyes or sense with your senses,
right.
that God is working at a level and in a realm that we can't decipher in this physical world.
Yeah. And you know, there's a scripture, I don't have it before me, but it says that God is always right about everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's a person that was speaking, I don't even know what book it's in, but it stuck with me that God is always right. That
right.
person came to the point, they came to the, you know, pinnacle or whatever, that God is always right about
right.
everything.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, I kind of alluded to this earlier, even though it doesn't say this verbatim the way
mm-hmm.
you just said it, but Job kind of said that.
Yes, he did.
In
yes,
Job 42,
he
sort of alluded to that same sentiment when he said that, I know thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. So he basically says that you can do anything you want. And he goes on to say that I had heard about you, but now I know you. I understand more. He's essentially is what he's saying. I'm translating on the fly, but that he understands more what God is doing now.
Yes.
And that I don't need to be able to figure him out. I don't need to be able to, you know, understand how this is working and be able to connect the dots. It doesn't need to be logical.
Right.
It doesn't even need to make sense to me. Because
right.
God is God, and the Bible says his ways are above our ways, as the heavens are above the earth, and so are his thoughts above our thoughts, likewise.
Right.
So I don't need to understand God to believe him. I don't need to be able to figure out the direction in order to trust him.
Yes.
I trust him because he's God. I believe him is because he's proven himself time after time after time, decade over decade over decade. So I have this long history of proof statements that says to me, I need to trust God because he's always come through for me.
Yes, yes. He always will.
And he always will. So, Lord, we just ask you to bless us to trust you.
Yes, Lord.
Bless us to believe you, Lord. Help us to cast aside all of our doubts and fears and know that according to Ephesians 3:20, that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to that dunamis power, that might, that explosiveness of trust that's in us.
Yes.
And we give you the honor and praise in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Amen.